Yeah. I'd like to welcome everybody to my podcast, man. I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising. And in this podcast, I want to talk about, man, let's talk about holidays, man. Let's talk about the holiday season. You know what I'm saying? Thanksgiving is upon us. You know what I mean? Christmas is upon us. Christmas Eve. New Year's is around the corner. You know what I'm saying? New Year's Eve. You know what I mean? I personally am not a person who celebrates holidays, man. I really, honestly, ever since Mom Dukes passed away in 2005 on April 17th at 7:30 p.m. of breast cancer, I have never since that day been into holidays, you know what I'm saying? I've never been a type of person that celebrates none of this shit. Like, know what I mean? I feel like holidays are a time where people can be phony. You know what I'm saying? This is the time where people are phony. This is the time when people are phony nice. You know what I'm saying? When people should be nice all year round. This is the time where people can fake it in front like they like you just because of the holidays are upon us. And, you know, that's the thing I hate the most about the holidays. It's just like people are all happy and, you know what I mean, and phony and fake with their kindness, and this is shit, you know, they wouldn't do if you weren't around them around the holiday season. This is what I hate about the holidays, man. You know what I'm saying? Some good things, and it's some bad things. Like I said, I never celebrated holidays. Now, since I've moved, you know what I'm saying, and I'm in a different atmosphere, I'm around more family type vibe now. You know what I'm saying? I have to participate. You know what I'm saying? In holidays, so I kind of look at it like, you know, I'm not really celebrating the holiday. I'm just celebrating being around amongst family and friends and shit. You know what I'm saying? That I do have in my life. But the phoniness, I can't stand. I can't stand a phony person. I can't stand somebody who's fake. I can't stand a liar. You know what I mean? That's why I always keep it 100 all the time. You know what I'm saying? But the holiday season is upon us. And I do have some memories as a kid of, you know, the things that we got for Christmas when we could afford it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I grew up pretty much like everybody fucking else. You know, I've been homeless, been a lot of times without damn near no food for us. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, been through all that. There was times where we got Christmas presents, and there was times where we didn't get anything. You know what I'm saying? There was times where we had Thanksgiving dinner, and there's times where we didn't have Thanksgiving dinner. You know what I'm saying? It was times where we had peanut butter and jelly for Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if holidays is just, you know, it's not what, like, when I was a kid, I guess it had some type of meaning. You know what I'm saying? I thought it had some type of meaning. I was told the same stories all kids are told about Santa Claus and all that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some fat Caucasian guy comes down the chimney and leaves you a present and shit. And, you know, when I got older, my mom's finally told me the truth that she was putting presents under the Christmas tree and shit. And, like, a couple times my uncle had to give my mom's, loan my mom's money to get us gifts, man. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have much growing up. It was periods where we had a lot, you know, we had things were going good financially. Then it was like a long time, years, like, you know, struggle, you know what I'm saying? The typical shit in the inner city and the east side, you know what I mean? The Buffalo and shit, typical struggles that everybody else go through. You know, when you got to borrow sugar from your neighbor, or you borrow some bread from your neighbor, you know what I mean? Because you short. And, you know, or borrow some flour from your neighbor. Like, that's the type of shit that was, you know, going on back when I was growing up. Like, you know, everybody looked out for each other. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't have sugar, or, you know, vice versa, you would give, look out for your neighbor and hook them up and shit. I don't know if that shit still goes on now. Like, you know what I'm saying? But as far as, like, the holiday season and shit, I fucking hate the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think Christmas is not what it's supposed to be. I think that, you know, Christmas is just another business for, you know, Christmas is just something for people to spend money that they don't have, you know what I'm saying? Give gifts to kids who fucking don't listen, fucking don't do their schoolwork, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about any kids particularly, but these kids today, they fucking don't earn the shit that they get today. They get all these trinkets and gadgets and, you know, iPods and iPads and cell phones and fucking iPhones and all this shit, and they don't do what they're supposed to do as, you know, a kid. Like, the shit they're supposed to be doing is, like, you know, going to school, getting A's, fuck that B and C shit, and D, they're supposed to get A's, keeping their room clean, taking out the trash, doing the dishes, shit like that, that I had to do growing up, you know what I'm saying? And these kids today, they don't earn none of this shit, you know what I'm saying? For, you know, it's crazy, man, like, what I see with people, and, you know, when Black Friday comes, and fucking people break their neck to spend their money they don't fucking have, is just like, they breaking their neck for shit, you know what I'm saying, that is trash, all this shit is trash. You know, I see it all the time with TV, man. Like, look at these fucking idiots, man. You know, fighting in Walmart over fucking screen TVs and fucking shit they can get. What is it called? Cyber Monday shit, where you can get that shit even cheaper. It just bugs me out about some shit, man, that people do. But holidays, man. The holidays are among us. This year, it's gonna be better for me, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm gonna be around family oriented people and shit like that. So, you know, that's gonna be a plus for me. I won't be by myself this holiday season. You know what I'm saying? This will be me and my queen's first New Year's coming in. That's coming soon. You know what I'm saying? And I got big plans for the New Year's 2023, man. Your boy's gonna be doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, we got some things in the plans, you know what I'm saying, for 2023. Gonna be moving in 2023 out this small apartment, and hopefully be on our own plot of land with our own living arrangements on top of our land, man. And that's what we're striving towards, man. We reached our goal of, you know, no longer working a 9-to-5 for somebody, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just keep going, man. Keep striving and reaching our goals. But as far as, like, the holidays and shit, man, you know what I'm saying? I look at it just like I said before, man. I look at it like, you know, just a day of gathering amongst family and friends. I really don't celebrate the holidays because, truth be told, like, these holidays are all tied to some type of, like, paganism. Know what I'm saying? Some type of paganism. Did you know that most suicides happen on fucking Christmas? Know what I'm saying? I don't know the stats, or I don't have the stats in front of me, but, you know, most suicides happen on Christmas. Know what I'm saying? Isn't that crazy? Just like, most suicides happen on the day that's supposed to be the fucking jolliest and shit. Know what I mean? But I hate the whole process of Christmas. I hate the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the music, and the music comes on the radio, the Christmas music, and the Christmas Carol movies, and even though, like, the Scrooge movie has some meaning to it and shit like that, but I've just never been a big holiday cat, like, you know what I mean? Or is it, like I said, ever since Mom Duke passed away. But, you know, I do have some good memories, like I said, of, you know, getting gifts. And the first time I got the Nintendo, man, when the Nintendo came out, I remember getting that for Christmas one year, and you couldn't tell me nothing, yo, because I was a big video game head as a kid. You know, I played video games up until I was 30, 31, 32, you know what I mean? I don't play no more. I'm glad I'm away from that, because I'm just thinking about how much time I've wasted. How much time, do you realize how much time you waste playing video games? And especially if you like an extreme gamer, you know, you can spend days, hours, you know what I'm saying, weeks, you know, playing video games. And, you know, do you know what you can be getting accomplished, you know, that same amount of time that you play video games and shit? You know what you can be learning? You can be learning a new language. You can be learning how to trade stocks. You can be learning crypto. Like, there's so many things you can be learning to make money. Like, that's why I kind of got away from that shit too, the video games and shit, because I didn't want to could fry my brain any more than what it was fried from the years prior of playing video games. Because that cannot be healthy for you to sit there and play video games, man. Know what I mean? For hours and hours on time. And, you know, I was a video game head, but this year for Thanksgiving, we're going to be having Thanksgiving dinner at my queen's church, which is owned by her sister. She's the pastor. Know what I mean? And so that's going to be a beautiful thing. And the things I do love about the holidays is that, you know, people who are down on their luck get extra things. Because I remember when I was homeless, you know what I'm saying, and living in a shelter around the holidays and shit, you know, they give out coats, they give out scarves and hats, they give out boots, you know what I'm saying? And I remember one year I didn't have nothing. I didn't have no winter, nothing, man. I didn't have nothing. I had a windbreaker. And I didn't have no scarf. I didn't have nothing, yo. I swear. I didn't have no gloves. I didn't have shit. Like, I lost all my shit. So, I remember I was living in a shelter downtown in Buffalo. You know what I mean? And, man, I was so happy. They came around with, like, winter jackets and the hats and the gloves and the boots. Happiest. That made me so fucking happy, yo, I swear. But yeah, the holidays and shit, like for the homeless, yeah, they give out gloves, extra gloves and shit, clothes, and they give you like I got like this what's it called, like it had deodorant, toothpaste and toothbrush, all in a little packet and shit, you know what I'm saying? So That was definitely a plus, man. But this year, we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. And let me hit you off with the fucking turkey. Thanksgiving at the church. So hit you off with the turkey real quick. Yeah, man. So I'm definitely not going to lie. I'm definitely looking forward to that. You know what I'm saying? Spending time with people and shit. And the Bills are playing a... Not only that, the Bills are playing a Thanksgiving game, man, this year. The Bills haven't had a Thanksgiving game in fucking ages, man. So I'm looking forward to that as well. But some pluses with the holidays is just like I said, man. The homies get more shit than usual. You know what I'm saying? This time of year. And, you know, but like all the phoniness and shit, I can't vibe with that shit, man. Like, I can't. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of times, it's crazy. Like, people go all year work, you know what I mean? Bust their ass at their job, 9 to 5 and shit, and just to buy gifts and shit that, one, a lot of times they buy gifts for people they don't like. Another one is they buy gifts for kids who are unruly, don't listen, don't do their schoolwork, and don't do what they're told, you know, when their parents tell them to do something, and they're getting rewarded for that shit. This is a different time, man, because when I was coming up, you didn't get rewarded for shit. You gave your moms a hard time and then all that shit. You didn't get gifts and shit. Like, I didn't get gifts from, like, my grandparents and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get nothing from them, yo. I got mad advice on life and shit. You know what I'm saying? Word to mother, I didn't get nothing from my grandpops. And it wasn't like they were poor or nothing. Like, they had bread. Like, my grandpops, he owned businesses. He owned a laundromat. He owned his corner store. He owned a couple of rental properties and shit like that. You know what I mean? It wasn't like they were broke. They weren't broke at all. And my grandma's, you know, he was a truck driver. But, you know, he ended up getting, in his later years, he ended up getting, like, you know, sick. You know what I'm saying? So, he couldn't do that no more. So he hired cats around the way to make deliveries for him, you know what I'm saying? And just split the profits. But he owned shit. He was like a businessman, like, you know what I mean? And my grandma's, Grandma Duke, she was a nurse and shit, a RN. So it wasn't like they didn't have bread, man. They had the fucking bread. It's just like, it was just different. Like, these kids that they get all this shit, and they don't do what they're supposed to be doing. I mean, they don't do what they told, man. And they get rewarded for that. Now you got the youth wilding out. You know what I'm saying? Just wilding out crazy. Like, it's a different time, man. It's a different time. It's just different. It's like the kids run the show instead of the parents running the show. It's just different, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just different. Like, shit just different, man. Know what I mean? Shit just different. Holidays and shit. Like I said, man, people this year, I'm not buying shit. I'm not buying nothing. Like, I'm not buying nothing. I'm not buying shit. Now, if one of the grandkids say, yo, I want this chemistry set, or I want this, what's some other things that stimulate the mind? Anything that stimulate the mind, cool. They can get that for Christmas. But I'm not buying them no shit, no hoverboards, no fucking none of that shit. Nothing that's not going to stimulate their mind. I'm not buying none of that shit, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm not buying none of that shit. Now, if they ask for, like I said, what's the wired board they used to have and you used to get from Radio Shack back in the day when I was a kid? Where you can learn how to wire shit up. You know what I'm saying? It had a light at the end of it, and it was made out of wood, and it had all these wire, these like circuits and wire boards inside this box. That's the type of shit we had. Shit to stimulate our mind. And I remember one year I wanted that so fucking bad, yo. I was like, man, I really want this wire board. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was the coolest shit. Because I was like into, you know, like wiring shit up when I was a kid. You know, I made my own satellite when I was a kid, you know what I mean? All the wires and shit like that. I'm sure if I continued with that knowledge and shit of learning how to wire shit, I would be, you know what I'm saying, learning how to wire anything, learning how to wire. I would know how to wire a house and shit. I would have kept with that. But I was into shit like that as a kid. Wiring shit, you know what I'm saying? I remember one year I wanted this Radio Shack, that wire board, yo. I seen it on eBay years ago, and I was like, man, I really want that. I almost bought that shit, you heard? Like, I almost bought that shit, but if they ask for those type of toys, you know, chemistry sets, something that's going to stimulate their mind, you know what I mean? A book series, yeah. They can learn their history on or something like that. I'll buy that. But I'm not going to buy them no fucking toys and shit, you know what I mean? It's going to corrupt their mind and all that shit. I'm not into that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But like, my memories of Christmas, I really don't have no fucking bad memories, man. Honestly, as a kid, like, my you know, it was times it was really rough and shit, and we struggled. You know what I'm saying? But overall, shit, a lot of kids got a lot worse, man. Like, you know what I mean? We made it through to the shit that, you know, I seen as a kid, and, you know, it made me be able to handle shit that I went through as an adult, and had to deal with the obstacles that, you know, life can throw at you and shit, and shit you gotta handle as an adult. So it made me prepare for life, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It made me prepare for life that everything ain't sweet, man. Like, everything is not gonna be, you know, shit go your way and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's what a lot of youth is not, you know, not being taught, like the obstacles that life will throw at you and shit you gotta prepare for as an adult, you know. But like this holiday season shit, man, I don't be fucking with this shit, you know what I'm saying? My eyes is on the prize. I'm into, you know, putting my money in elsewhere. Like, I made $200 in one day off crypto today. So, you know, and I'm going to be making a podcast episode on, you know, getting into crypto. Because there's money to be made in crypto. Know what I mean? There's money to be made. You know what I'm saying? Like, I made $200 today. You know what I mean? I had to invest, what was that, $1,000? Yeah, because Ethereum is, it was like 1,000, 1,100 or something like that. It dropped down to 1,100. And for like 3 weeks, that shit was just riding for like 1,500. And then I seen that one day it just dropped like $400. I'm like, oh, I'm jumping on that. Because it's going to rebound. That's how crypto goes. You're like, so I got in at 1,000. And then the next day, that shit jumped up to, what, 1,300 or something. I made over $200 in one day, man. Took my profits. You know what I mean? Sold. And then when it drop again, I'm going to get back in at 1,000 and just keep doing it. Over, over, and over. I'm going to short them. I'm going to keep doing it over, over, and over. And that's another way you can make money. Like, you can play the short game, too, as well with crypto. Know what I mean? But I'm going to make a whole podcast episode on that. Know what I'm saying? How you can make money with crypto, shorting the crypto. They got apps you can use, like Robinhood. And they got another app, Coinbase. I really like using Robinhood as far as, like, shorting the crypto. Because Robinhood, you don't get charged any fees. You know what I'm saying? If you doing that short, if you want to play the short game with the crypto, you're going to have to fuck with like Robinhood. Don't fuck with Coinbase, because Coinbase is going to hit you with all them fucking transaction fees. And I don't want to be doing all that. You know what I'm saying? But back to the holidays, man. I know I'll be getting off track and shit. You know what I'm saying? This is the season for people to pretty much act the damn fool, man. This is when the most crime happens around Christmas holiday. This is when the most suicides happen. Christmas, around Christmas holiday, Christmas Eve, Christmas. Crime goes up. Suicides go up. Depression goes up. Like, I don't see Christmas as a happy time for people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm looking at the spectrum from a different angle, but like, holidays is just, it's not what it cracked up to be, man. And that, and not only that, they use it as a tool to make people go crazy and shit, like Black Friday and shit like that. It's just like, man, I don't know. Shit just different, man. Shit just different. The world is fucking different, man. The world is fucking different. And I don't want to waste too much time on this episode on the holidays. The holidays can be something great if you want to make it great, but the way society markets holidays is not for the sake of helping each other out. It's for the sake of making money. And that's what I don't like about the holidays. Like, they take the aspect of making money out of the holidays. Know what I mean? Then I can like fucking fuck with it and shit. But if it was for what is originally supposed to be for, then I could probably fuck with it more. You know what I'm saying? And that was for, you know, looking out for people down on their luck, you know, around this time and shit. And not enough people do that. So, you know, there's a lot of people out here struggling, man. Like, know what I'm saying? But yeah, again, holidays as a kid, they weren't too bad, but you know, I don't fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people like them. You know what I'm saying? People are already putting up Christmas lights and shit already. And it's, we haven't even hit fucking Thanksgiving. People got Christmas lights up. People are already Christmas shopping. You know what I mean? Like me, I'm not doing no fucking Christmas shop. I got land to get. I got a house to build on top of it, or whatever you're going to do, a modular home to put on top of my land. I'm about getting assets, man. You know what I'm saying? In my later years, I want assets, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the name of the game, man. And continue to, you know, find ways to get bread, man. I love learning how to get bread. So that's my take in this podcast episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. You know what I mean? I hope you enjoyed it. If you have Spotify, please follow me at Spotify. Subscribe to me at Spotify. That's Phoenix Rising Podcast. But again, I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising, and I want to say peace and love to everybody. Take care. One.